Today is Thursday, January 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just finished watching the last episode of Madam Secretary. And it was sad because I really like legal shows. And I think second behind that is I really like political shows. Anything political or legal, I almost think I should have gone into government other than, you know, government or law, except that I don't really like to debate and I don't like confrontation. So I feel like both of those are very debate and confrontation prone and people not liking you and all of those things that I really don't like. But I find it all very fascinating. The whole government process, and I'm not really political, like, but I think I avoided politics because I don't like all the, all of the hate, all of the like one side or the other, you know, you're either for one thing or the other and everyone's like against each other and it's always like a big competition and, you know, whatever. And so I never really got into watching it or anything like that because that's stressful to me, but I'm interested in the process, like the whole, you know, the way the Secretary of State works and foreign relations and how bills get passed and all that kind of stuff. And I'm interested in law as well, just like how that, you know, that whole process works. And I feel like I'm slowly losing all of the shows that I really like. They never seem to do very well. And I think those are also old people shows for whatever reason. Like I used to love Matlock. I don't know if any of you ever watched Matt, but I loved Matlock where he was, you know, he was an attorney and he'd have a case every week and they'd investigate, you know, he had an investigator and they would investigate and all this kind of stuff. And it was just fascinating to me. And I know it was like nothing like the real legal system works. And then when I was on the jury, I loved that, other than the sentencing, because we sent the guy to prison for life. And that's a big weight on your shoulders to send someone to prison for life. But the process was fascinating. And just, you know, of course, the attorneys were not nearly as good as the ones you see on TV, or not nearly as charismatic. And I watched the last episode of Madam Secretary. And I just find Taya Leone very believable as a politician. And she just comes across as having so much integrity. And I was like, man, if someone ran for president that was like, I mean, I don't know what she's like in real life. But I mean, I'm like, if someone ran for president that was like her, so like, I don't know, having such integrity and having, you know, the ability to talk to foreign leaders and represent us with grace. And I don't know, I just the way, and I don't know if any of my listeners even watch Madam Secretary, but I loved it. And I also love West Wing. But when you look back at West Wing now, it seems really dated, you know, and really aged. And I've only watched, it's, you know, and it's 7 seasons. So I guess if I really miss a political show, I could just go back and rewatch West Wing. But I don't really enjoy rewatching things generally because I know what happened already. So there's no like, I don't know, there's no surprise. I guess with dramas, you know, political type dramas, it's more about the characters anyway. And so maybe I would still enjoy watching it. But again, I'm in another situation where I don't really have. Now, I could watch Veep. I never watched Veep. And I know it's a political, you know, it's a political show. And it's a comedy. I'm really more into drama, so I'm not really sure. So I may try. I remember trying one episode of Veep and not getting all the way through it. I may try one and just see, you know, try a few episodes and see if I can get hooked. Because sometimes a show you need to watch a few before you actually, you know, get hooked to the characters. Actually, West Wing was that way. When I first started watching West Wing, I was like, I know I'm going to love this because everyone talks about how good West Wing is. And, you know, there's got to be something that's really good about it. And then after I got, you know, 4, 5, 6 episodes in, I was hooked. And I watched like the full 7 seasons over the course. I don't know how long it took me, but I mean, I binged it. So maybe Veep is something I should watch. I don't know. If you guys have any, again, if you guys have any recommendations for legal shows, I know Sam already made a couple of recommendations for legal shows or political shows or both. Let me know. I prefer a drama. I'm not against it. I love a procedural. I'm an old man. When I really am old, I'm just going to fit right in because I'm going to be watching Matlock reruns and, I don't know, NCIS because it'll still be on. Mark Harmon will be 90 years old and still playing that part. Or I guess he'll be like 110 when I'm actually like nursing home age. But anyway, so I'm a little bit sad because now another one of my shows that I really liked ended. Supernatural is ending this year, and a lot of shows that I like are ending. The only legal one that's left that, is still going strong is Bull, and I do watch that one, but like All Rise is one about about a judge, and I think it's going to get canceled after its first season. So, I don't know. All of you out there who, Jason Gaffney or whatever, what was his name? I just did that review yesterday. Anyway, maybe the actor from yesterday's movie, Gaffigan. No, what was his name? Now, I'm going to look. Jason, why can't I remember? I have such a horrible memory. Yeah, Gaffney, that's right. Maybe Jason Gaffney can write a good legal story and act in it. That would be good. So that's what I did. I worked all day, and I stayed up till 2 in the morning this morning querying the database to try to get some numbers to give to my boss today. And then when I got into the office around 8:15 or something, I immediately started working on slides because as you do when you have a meeting with your boss and you're you need to put it in pretty slides so they understand everything. And so I did that all the way up until my meeting. I ate lunch at my desk, and I had a meeting at 1 o'clock. And so I did that, and then I had my stand-up with my team, and then I was pretty much done for the week as far as meetings were concerned. So I was kind of like, whew, I'm done. I do have one meeting tomorrow morning from my hotel room, but it's not a huge deal. But anyway, then we came back to the hotel around 5. And I finished up season 6 of Madam Secretary. It was a short season, which I hated. I wish they'd have done a full 23. It felt very... a full 23 episodes. They only did 10. It felt very condensed. And I'm assuming they canceled it because it wasn't getting great ratings. And so they just did the 10 episodes as kind of out of respect to the cast and to give them a wrap-up on the story. And so they didn't order a full season. But I hate it because I really like that show. And, spoiler alert, but she was president in the last season. So that's what I did. I have leftover tomato sauce still that I have to eat because I made it the other day and I've got some gnocchi left. So I'm going to have gnocchi with tomato sauce and turkey bolognese. And I have one piece of bread left over that I'm going to toast in the toaster. And I have some salad left over. So I bought a salad to use as both salad and lettuce for my sandwich the other night. So I'm trying to finish up everything in the refrigerator, which is not good. I mean, everything I bought was pretty much low calorie or, healthier. And so it's not like I could eat the whole refrigerator and be fine, but I am having to eat a little bit more than I would normally to try to clean it out since I'm leaving tomorrow. I'll have lunch here at like 11 before I check out. I have one microwave, Healthy Choice microwave dinner, Lean Cuisine or something left that I'm going to have tomorrow before I go to the airport. And yeah, and then I'm going to be flying. So my plane leaves. I have to return my car at 12. Sorry, I have to return my car at 12. And I'll have to find a gas station near the rental return. And then my flight is at 2 or 2:15-ish. And then I have a layover in Dallas. And then I don't arrive back in Bentonville or Fayetteville area until I think it's like 9:45 in the evening. So I'm going to get home and it'll be bedtime. And then basically go to bed, and then I have a recording with Joe Batance on Saturday for Throwing Down. So I'm going to be busy, and then church on Sunday, and then back to work on Monday. So it's going to be, and I've got to, you know, keep practicing for my newsies that's starting in February so that I'm all ready to go for that. And I have been practicing for that. I did not practice for it last night because I just wasn't in the mood. But tonight, right after I record, I'm going to do maybe 20 to 30 minutes on newsies before I eat dinner. And so I'll get 15 or 20 more pages sight read. I'm just sight reading this week, and then next week I'll start brushing up, you know, the ones that are hard or feel more challenging. I'll go back to them and start brushing up on them and doing a little bit of work. And then the week after, you know, I'll have time to do more of that brushing up, and then I'll try to do a couple of full run-throughs on my own so that I'm ready when we start rehearsals. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.